You have to forgive me. I'm not feeling particularly well, so I'm gonna make this a relatively brief shiur tonight. Hashgacha would have it that the night that I need to make it a brief shiur, we have a brief Gemara. So we're on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis on 23b, and we're all the way at the top, okay? All right. Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So just a recap from last time. Previously in our Gemara shiur, we learned that there was a machlokas, Rami and Rabbi Huda. I'm just gonna do a general mute because there's just some noise coming from somewhere. How do I even do this? Here we are. But you can unmute if you have a question. Okay, so we learned that there was machlokas, Rami and Rabbi Yehuda, about whether you can use an animal for the wool of a sukkah. And we said that one of the reasons that Rabbi Meir would oppose using it was Abaye said is because he's chayish lemisa, because he's concerned the animal will kill over and die, and you won't have a wool, at least with the proper measurements for the sukkah. That's where we left off. So it seemed, I didn't see anyone who said it explicitly, but maybe I didn't look hard enough. It would seem that Rabbi Meir is consistent. Rabbi Meir consistently is known to be chayish lemiyuta. Rabbi Meir is concerned for minority chances, minorities. Someone once made a joke like racial minorities is concerned. I didn't talk about that as far as I know. But he's concerned for minority chances occurring. So Rabbi Meir is concerned for the minority chance, for the small chance that the animal might die while it's serving as a wool of the sukkah. So now we jump into the Gemara. Mi Amar Abaye, top of Chaf Gimel Beis, top of 23b. Mi Amar Abaye, Rav Shimon chayish lemitzvah, Rav Yehuda lo chayish. Is it true that Abaye really said that Rabbi Meir was concerned for the animal dying? Rav Yehuda was not concerned for that possibility. But we're going to see the opposite, that Rav Yehuda is really the one who's concerned for small chances, and Rabbi Meir is not concerned. Fatanan, just follow this. Das Yisrael. A perk of being a wife of a Kohen is that you can eat truma even if you were not born to a Kohen family, because now you're part of his family. So if he goes to on a journey, a perilous journey where he might die, she could still eat truma on the assumption that he's still living. We're not concerned that he died on his trip. Ramina Allah, but this is contradicted by another brisa, Hari Zegi Teich. That if he gives a get that will work retroactively, the get will work retroactively a moment before he dies, meaning that she should be. So we are concerned, according to this brisa, that he might die and she would not be allowed to eat truma because the get would basically retroactively take effect right now and she would not be able to eat the truma. So, Va'amar Abaye, and how did Abaye reconcile these two brisas, which seem to contradict each other? One says we're not concerned at the possibility the husband might die. One says we are. Va'amar Abaye, lo kasha, ha Rabbi Meir lo chayish lemisa, ha Rabbi Yehuda de chayish lemisa. It's because one brisa, which is concerned, the second brisa, which is concerned for the chance of the husband dying on his journey, is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the brisa, which is not concerned, is Rabbi Meir. D'tanya, and how do I know that Rabbi Meir is the one who's not concerned and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's concerned? D'tanya, halokeach yaim bein ha-kusim, someone who buys wine from kusim, where basically the people who are questionably Jewish, he definitely didn't take off trumas and maaseros. It's you didn't take off all these different things. So Omer, right? So and then all of a sudden you realize, oh no, Shabbos is upon us now. What am I going to do? So you could say Shnei Lugin Shani Asla Hafresh, you can't do Hafrasha on Shabbos. So the two Lugin that I will separate from the bottle, I will consecrate and give for Truma. Hare Hein Truma. Two Lugin in there are Truma now. Asara Maaser Rishon. 10% is going to Maaser Rishon. Tisha Maaser Sheni. 9 from that is Maaser Sheni. And then you could transfer the Kedusha Maaser Sheni onto coins. Veshosa, that way you could drink from a bottle, provided you leave enough in that bottle that we have the principle of Breira, that it would be able to serve, as a Rashi system, Chinan Abreira, And the idea is that whatever you don't drink in the end, that becomes the truma and the meiser and all of that that you designated. So what's the point over here? So shows me on the Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who seemingly is okay with this, whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Osrin. Sorry. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Shimon are opposed. Why? What are they concerned? Why can't I pull this maneuver? They don't think that it's an issue per se of it being a legal fiction, but rather, if you look at Rashi and Tabach Chaf Dalam and Aleph, V'amrian Gezeira Shema Yifka Hanod, V'Yavli De Breira. We're afraid that maybe the barrel will eventually break, and you won't be able to the flask will break, and you won't be able to rely on Breira. And you won't have anything left. But Nimsa shows to Tevelim, and then retroactively, you're basically drinking Tevel. You're drinking untithed food. Now, what's the point here? What does that have to do with the concern, whether I'm concerned for the possibility of someone dying? Well, it's a matter of what is your tolerance for risk. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Chai Shel B'kiyas Hanod V'Chol Shekei L'Misas Adam. Because Rabbi Yehuda is concerned for the chance of this flask imploding, that's a smaller chance than someone dying, apparently. Don't ask where they get their statistics from. So we see what all of this is basically to ask. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's concerned for a chance of somebody dying in a halachic scenario. You have to err on the side of caution. Rabbi Meir is the one who takes it more easy and is not concerned. This is the opposite of everything we've done until now, which we always pegged Rabbi Meir as the one who's concerned for small possibilities, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is the one who takes it easy and says, it's a small possibility, we don't have to be choshesh for it. So what's the answer? Well, we get a very easy way out. Just switch the shittas around here. Rabbi Meir indeed is the one here who is concerned for death, and Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned. Lemisa, the Tanya also the behema dofel and sugar. Amir posel Rabbi Yehuda machshir, as we learned in a brisa, which is what we learned earlier from our discussion. Rabbi Meir is concerned for an animal killing over and dying, and then you don't have a wool left. And Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned, and therefore he says that using an animal for sugar is okay. So there's a lot of important sugyas that come up just in this small Gemara. You can imagine it's such a small Gemara because a lot of Tosfos, because there's a whole the discussion of Breira is very important. The idea of kind of just very briefly, I'll try to articulate it. Breira is an important idea. Breira is kind of comes up in different places. So one example in the Gemara is that if you have to pre-designate who's going to be part of your chabura, your group, to eat the Korban Pesach. So what if a father wants to make a competition? You'll be part of the chabura, whoever makes it here first. So basically, are you able to kind of stipulate something and then let the circumstances play out? So as if it's you made a retroactive designation. Can you do a retroactive designation and let the chips fall as they may? So that's basically the question of Brera. So as I say, you'll forgive me. I'm not feeling so well, so I didn't have a chance to go too deep into this. But I hope that basically getting us from the Chavdal and Aleph was worth our time tonight, and it's good to see you all. Good learning together, and Judd, you're back in town. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good to see you. Good to see everyone. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos.
Rabbi, if you need any medication, don't forget to call.
Thank you, Erwin. Thank you.
Before Flamer.
Thank you. Take care, guys.